Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new study out of MIT debunks the long-held idea that getting a temp job is a good move if you lose your job. New research from MIT economist David Otter says lower-skilled workers who get temp jobs are worse off when it comes to finding a permanent job than those who stay unemployed during their job search. We spoke with Professor Otter and asked him why.
It's not that temporary help employment is directly harmful in any sense. It's that it tends to crowd out other productive job search activities, like looking for direct hire jobs and doing the painful things of reading the want ads, making calls, sending out resumes, and going for interviews. Those things are difficult, but they seem to have a longer-term payoff. And the reason is most temporary jobs are exactly what they say, temporary, meaning they don't usually lead to stable, gainful employment. Whereas if workers put in the time up front and kind of pound the pavement, do the traditional shoe leather wearing activity of searching for work, if they're able to land a direct hire job, it tends to be more stable and to lead to other more stable employment over the longer term.
You know, you always hear the argument, though, for temp work, and it's always the same. You get the experience, you stay in the workforce, they like you, you get a job.
That certainly happens. I don't mean to suggest that temporary help jobs don't ever lead to direct hire employment. It's just that that is the minority of cases. And again, earning money in temporary help employment, much better than sitting on the sofa watching TV and drinking beer. The only cost is to the degree that it crowds out other direct hire search activities. And one scenario that you see a lot is that people sign up with a temporary help agency. The temporary help agency says, okay, we may have something for you. Wait for the call. And people say, well, you know, I'm sort of working. I guess I can just wait and see what happens. And that's not a good use of time when you need a job.
You say that temp jobs don't necessarily lead to permanent work, but people may need that paycheck, even though it is just a temp job. And
sure.
I don't mean to say just a temp job. We're only saying that for emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
What's your advice to those folks?
I would not tell anyone to shun a temporary help job. I think people should earn income where they can. I'm only suggesting that people don't view it as their first best option for finding their way into the labor market. It has short-term payoffs, but to the degree it prevents you from doing the harder thing of looking for direct hire work that may have longer-term rewards, I think that's the only downside. Let me also say my study, which is joint with Susan Hausman of the Upjohn Institute in Michigan, looks at state employment agencies placing less skilled and less educated workers in direct hire and temporary help jobs. And what we find is direct hire job placements raise earnings by about 40 to 50% over the next 1 to 2 years relative to what workers would otherwise have earned. Temporary help jobs actually lower earnings by a modest but meaningful amount over the same time. Now, it's not that those temporary help jobs don't pay. It's not they're taking away money when you're working them. It's that they tend to inhibit those same workers from getting direct hire jobs they otherwise eventually would have.
So as I understand it, you studied a program in Detroit mm-hmm. for this study. Do you think you'd get the same results around here?
I think we would get the same results with other less educated, less experienced workers. Of course, those are the workers who are most hard hit by the current recession. Our results do not necessarily generalize to highly educated workers doing professional and technical positions. They're not in our sample, so it's difficult for us to say with any certainty. But I do think, you know, the same general advice applies, which is temporary help jobs, good way to supplement income. Sometimes you get your foot in the door, sometimes you get hired, but you should not think of them as a better way to search for a job than the old searching for a job.
David Otter, thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Otter is an economist at MIT who co-wrote a study that comes out later this year in the American Economic Journal for Applied Economics.